At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will need to be all I can be. No, nothing can stop me.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. And, you know, I do believe in the power of you and I. I do believe that when we come together and when we unite, there's nothing that we can't do. And the one thing that I want to say as we get ready to go into a brand new year, first of all, I want to thank you for listening to this program this year. And the one thing I want to tell you is I am ready to move forward. And moving into 2013, knowing that we are right there. I am so excited. I woke up this morning excited. And actually manifested our guest. I want to explain what I mean by that. We did have another guest. If you had been paying attention to our show page, we had Jason Jeffers. I talked about him all week, about him being on. Somehow, he didn't get on our calendar. And I believe that everything happens for a reason and a time and a purpose. And so he's going to be on with us later on in January. But today, I woke up and I thought, well, you know, I could, you know, I'm very capable of reading. I'm very capable of teaching. But I just felt like we were supposed to have somebody on with me. And I thought, okay, who and where is there, are they going to come from? So I started praying. I started asking. And you know, I put on my Twitter account that I needed a guest. I put out there in the universe that I was looking for a guest. Well, then Martina came on my email and said, you know, I would like to, because I've sent out information to other people to be on my show. And so she popped on and said, you know, I'd like to be a guest. So I sent her back an email and I said, well, how about tonight? I know it's short notice, but how about tonight? And so Martina Schmidt is with us tonight, and she's going to be here shortly with us, and we'll be getting to know her and, you know, find out what's on her heart and mind tonight and what she wants to share with us. But the one thing that I want to tell you today, tonight, is just be open. I don't know. I've been super excited about the show tonight. And I don't know exactly why, but I have been. The one that I want to tell you, that there are going to be some changes. Okay, let's talk about those really quick. We get a high volume of callers here, okay? And I want to be really clear, so please listen to what I'm about to tell you. We get a high volume of callers. And now we take those calls as they come in. But I'm also going to offer you, because in the last few shows, I've had to let callers go by the wayside because we just ran out of time. We just don't have time all the time to take calls. But to guarantee your place, and if you would like to guarantee a spot for sure to talk to me or to talk to our guests, what we're going to ask you to do in 2013 and starting tonight is to make a little donation to assure that you will get on with our guests. Now, the one thing I want to be perfectly clear is that we do not charge for readings. You're not paying for a reading, okay? You're paying for a convenience to move up and to be sure you get on with us, okay? You can find all that information over on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. It's out there in black and white, and you'll find it where it says calling in. And so if you have any confusion about that, just look up there. And if you have any questions about why I'm doing that, please, or concerns or whatever, write me at spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com, and I would love to visit with you about that. Okay? So our phone lines are going to be open here later. Like I said, we do take your calls in the order they come in, but if you would like to guarantee your spot, then we would ask you to make a little donation. It's not a whole bunch, and that money goes to support the show and to keep moving us forward. Okay? All right. Enough said about that. Now, the card for the show, and then we're going to do our prayer, and then we'll get Martina on with us. The card comes from my Gaia deck, and it's a Sacred Journey card. And on the bottom of the card, it talks about life cycles, family, and transformation. I believe that it's very fitting for tonight because we are about to go out of a cycle. This year is about to end here in about 6 hours, where I'm at anyhow. For some of you, it's going to end quicker than that. But for me, it ends in 6 hours. And so we're at a cycle. And cycles come and cycles go, and they teach us stuff. the word I want to focus really on this card tonight is family. Because that's what you guys are to me. You're a big family to me. And I want to say to each and every one of you that I love you more than you'll probably ever know. And you are family. And I tried my very best to make you feel that here. That's my goal here on Spiritual Talk Radio, is to make you feel like family. And with any family, yeah, we're going to have ups and downs and we're going to have problems sometimes, but we're family. But I also want you to look a little bigger tonight at that, because we are a family, a universal family. Because when things happen in the world, it affects us. Why does it affect us? Because we're family. We're all hooked together. That same spirit within you is the same spirit within somebody in Africa tonight, or somebody in England tonight, or somebody in wherever tonight. We're all family. And also, as we go into 2013, we're going into a place of transformation and change. Everything's changing. And, you know, there are going to be moments when it looks a little scary. But things have to go away for new things to come. So we are in a time of transformation. Let us pray and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll welcome our guests. Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for the energy I feel right now. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love. I thank you for all that you've done for me in 2012. And Father, Mother, God, as we stand tonight on the threshold of a brand new year, we do so in faith, not in fear. We do so in love and not in hate. Father, Mother, God, we stand tonight wanting all that you have for us. We open our hearts and our minds to all of that at this moment. Father, Mother, God, let us manifest those things that we want in our lives. Because now we stand in a new energy. We stand in a new time. This is our moment to reach out. And Father, Mother, God, let us do so with confidence and certainty, more now than ever in our lives. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you so much for Martina tonight. I thank you for leading her to me this morning. And Father, Mother, God, right now, at this moment in time, I just pray for her that you would just begin to touch her heart, that you would begin to move in her life, that you would give her the words that you want her to say to us tonight. And Father, Mother, God, let us both move out of the way right now. And this is your program. This is your time to talk to us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for her and the gifts inside of her. Father, Mother, God, I want to thank you for my listeners, as always. I thank you for their continued support. And Father, Mother, God, I definitely love them. And I only want the best for them. And Father, Mother, God, just be with us, the world, as we move forward into a new time. Bless every man, every boy, every girl, every woman. And we ask only one thing. We ask for peace for a world that needs it. Surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right, let's say hi to Martina. Hi.
Hello. How are you? I'm doing fantastic this evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to say thank you so much for being able to be with us. You know, and it's really interesting, you know, how Spirit led you to me today, and I just find it very interesting, and I'm so honored to have you here tonight.
Call that sacred synchronicity. It's pretty cool when it happens, isn't it?
Because I was, I believe that we're in a new energy where we can manifest whatever we want. And, you know,
yeah,
and
it's happening fast.
And I needed a guest tonight, and so I said, hey, you know what, find me a guest. and here you are. And so, you know, and, And so I am so honored to have you. Now, for me, I don't really know you, and for me and for our guests, could you tell us just a little bit about you, how you got started, what do you do,
I'd love to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, what I do right now, I mean, I have a practice, what I call a spiritual practice, where I'm living out my passion and my purpose as a certified energy healer, a spiritual counselor, and a psychic medium. And I've, you know, combined all of those things. I've been working with, my spiritual journey of ministry, I think, since 1997. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I started my path to healing in the world of nursing. So I worked in critical care for, you know, several years, probably about 7 years. And things just started to really shift and change for me spiritually. I had grown up Southern Baptist, and it just wasn't fitting for me anymore. It wasn't, like, matching what life was showing me. And so I started to seek out answers. And as with anything, when you pray and you ask, you receive. So I had set this intention out to the world that I wanted to know God, the true God, without, you know, my religion. I wanted to know God in my heart. And so answers started to come, and as answers come, my gifts began to open up. And I'll never forget, I was working in bone marrow transplant, which is a very difficult unit. And back in those days, back in the early 90s, it was one of those units, unfortunately, where people passed pretty often. Mm-hmm. And they were usually in their 30s and 20s, and it was a very difficult unit to work on. So I remember this is where I had my first true spiritual experience. I started to see colors around people, and I got very concerned. Being from the medical mindset, I thought I had a brain tumor.
Right.
You know, and so I happened to mention to some people, I said, "Do you see colors ever around anyone?" And they're like, "No, never heard of it." And I happened to come across one nurse who said to me, "Martina, it's, you're seeing the human energy field. It's called the aura." And I had never heard of that in my life. And she said, "You may be psychic." And I pretty much jumped out of my skin when I heard that word, because I was raised to push that word away. I was raised that was a negative word. And so, you know, really didn't want to accept that something fishy could be going on or something out of the ordinary. But she talked me into doing some tests. And those tests really kind of blew me away. I mean, I was picking up things that no one should be picking up. And so based on that, she said, "You know, you may want to consider going to this healing school." So I looked into this healing school. It's called Inner Focus. And they teach you, it takes about 2 to 3 years, but they teach you how to work on the human energy field. And while I was working in that course, we had to do healing sessions as homeworks. And in the middle of one of my healing sessions, well, actually, it was right before my client arrived. I was in prayer, and I happened to notice that there was this man. Now, I couldn't see him with my physical eyes, as you know, but I could feel him and see him in what I thought was my imagination. But he was a man I'd never seen before, and it gave me chills, you know, the hair on the back of my neck was standing up, and I thought, "Oh my goodness." So I happened to say to the guy, "Listen, you're really creeping me out. You got to go. I don't know who you are, but you got to go." And he just simply sent me a thought, and he said, "I'm here for the client that's coming." And I said, "Well, if that's true, come back and see me when she's here." So that session happened, and at the end of that session, he was standing in the doorway of my healing room. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to take a chance. I'm just going to mention this to this client. And I said, "I've got this little old man who's standing here," and I described how he was dressed. And I said, "And the funniest thing about it is I really think this guy was a lumberjack." And I started to laugh because, you know, I'm from southern Missouri, and now I live in Wisconsin, and I actually thought lumberjacks were just things you read in stories about. I didn't know that people actually did that work anymore.
Right.
So she sat up and just had the biggest, you know, shock look on her face, and she said, "Oh, my God, that's my grandfather, and he died of cancer about 4 years ago," and she started to cry.
Right.
And I said, "Do you mean to tell me that I'm speaking with someone who's not alive anymore?" And she said, "Well, tell me what you see and tell me what you feel. And so I did, and then she confirmed for me that that's exactly what I was doing.
Right.
So that blew a huge hole in my reality,
mm-hmm.
and began to take me on the path of becoming a medium. And this was back in the, you know, late 90s. And there wasn't a lot out there, but there were a few beautiful people out there that, you know, Rosemary Altia. And then John Edwards came out after that. And I was so grateful for these people. They made me feel normal, as
right.
you probably know, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, you know, they're on television. And you go, oh, that's exactly what I'm doing. And, you know, these are normal people. And
right.
so I just started to, there was no one to teach. You know, there were really no books about how to be a medium out there, which is actually why I ended up writing one for that, because there was nothing to teach me how to develop the skill. And even to understand and interpret the information that the spirits were sharing. So trial and error, I just started to do it, and before you know it, I mean, just as God does with anything, if your path is meant to go in a direction, it just will flourish if you follow. So that's what I did, and that, you know, brings me here today. So I do group readings and private readings, and I absolutely have a passion for what I do, and
right.
and I believe that every single person can actually do this as well. I believe it's a skill that we have within us. You know, that we don't actually need people like yourself and myself, that we can simply help them develop and learn how to do this for themselves or for others.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I think it goes, you know, I'm sure you would agree with this, it goes, you know, all to trust. You know, when you
mm-hmm.
first started, it, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking for you and a little scary
mm-hmm.
for you, just like it was for me when I first started.
And,
mm-hmm. but, you know, we keep on going. We keep on, you know, trusting. And, you know, we didn't, you know, just wake up one day. You didn't wake up one day and say, hey, you know what?
No.
I'm going to be psychic.
No.
You know. You
know. No, in fact, I probably kicked and screamed through most
yeah,
of it at the
yeah,
beginning.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I'm probably right there along with you, kicking and screaming. But I wouldn't trade what I do. I mean, you couldn't give me enough money for me to say, you know, somebody offered me $1 million and said, hey, you know what, we'll give you millions of dollars if you never read again. I would say thank you, but, you know, that's, you know, because I wouldn't be doing what I feel like I'm supposed to do. And
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's your passion. It's our life.
That's right. That's
I mean,
right.
I could,
you know, it's funny you say that because my husband always talks about, you know, he loves to play the lottery. And I'm just not big into it because I say to him, you know, nothing in my life would really change. And he always
right.
laughs. And he says, are you telling me that you would keep working? And I said, absolutely.
Right.
I don't work for the money. I work because I this is how I live and breathe.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is what lights me up inside. So I totally
yeah.
understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, you know, if there's somebody out, you know, and a lot of people right now, you know, as we start getting ready to go into a new year, I get this all the time. You know, people are always asking me, how can I find my purpose? How can I find
mm-hmm.
my passion?
Right.
You know, how do I get there? You know, because I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are longing for that, are trying
exactly.
to find that. So now,
exactly.
what would your advice be to them? I mean, how
well,
could we help
somebody?
Well,
it's funny you say that, because I'm actually doing a class this month on that exact topic, because it is the number one question that my clients ask me. It's, why am I here? What's my purpose?
Right.
And I find that, you know, when someone can kind of detach from what they've been taught is their purpose, which is this kind of competitive ambition mindset,
right.
you know, like defining success as your income or how many people work for you or whatever, you know, when we can detach from that kind of mental concept of ambition and start to sit back in quietness and ask ourselves, what is it that really gives my life a feeling of meaning or fulfillment? It gets really simple. You know, for example, I had a client the other day that really identified that what really lights her up inside is cheering people up.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, if you were to take that inner energy of you know, lifting people's spirits with a joke or humor or, you know, smiling or whatever, and you just put it into absolutely everything that you did, you'd be living your life on purpose. Mm-hmm. And it changed everything for her, because I think a lot of times people identify purpose with their job, you know, or, I mean, these ambition things that they have to be doing some magnanimous thing, that
right.
they can't be doing this simple profession. But it really is about identifying the essence of, you know, the divine that you want to bring through you. What's your gift, that simple gift, and putting it into every single thing you do.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, and with you, I mean, it shines out of you. I mean, the one thing I will also tell you, I watched some of your YouTube videos today. And, you know, because I don't really know you, and I had to, you know, get to know you a little bit. Yeah, and so, you know, I looked at some, and that's how I found about your class, and that's why I asked about the purpose, because I did see that, yeah. And so, but, you know, yeah, you know, because I can just see that shining through you, and it's an amazing thing. And you know, but everybody can find that, because I believe it's in every, you know, it's, you know, you and I are not, you know, superheroes. We're just ordinary people that have learned how to tap into this. And then we're, our jobs, I believe, is to, you know, to, you know, teach that to other people and to open that up. Now, I want to talk about your book. One that one that you, I think it has to do with teaching mediumship or...
Yeah, connecting with heaven. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so can you just run that down a little bit and just talk briefly about that? Yeah,
well,
if you don't mind.
The reason I actually ended up writing Connecting with Heaven was because I had nowhere to go when I first started to develop these skills. I mean, you know, had I not been in my healing training and paying attention to things, I would have thought it was my imagination, and I would have just simply blown it off. And that's what I see my clients doing all the time when their loved ones show up and they're trying to communicate and they're giving them messages or giving them sensations or feelings or thoughts come in, and they just blow it off and they say it's their imagination. So I decided that I was just going to put down, one, the process and how I opened up to it, you know, how I became a medium myself. And then, two, I wanted to describe exactly what it's like to receive those impressions, you know, to pay attention. I mean, I started to notice that, you know, if somebody died of a heart attack, that I felt the same thing in my body every single time. If somebody passed of cancer, I felt the same thing every single time. You know, if they took their own life, I felt something. And so there were all, and I started to realize there's this language being communicated to me from in energy. It's energy, you know, so it could be thought energy or emotional energy or physical energy. And I thought, my God, why hasn't anybody talked about this? Why hasn't anybody put it out there that if you learn how to pay attention to the energy, you can have an incredible communication with other realms of reality? So I wanted to make it simple. It's a very simple book to read. I have people tell me all day, oh, my God, I read it in one day. And then I laugh and I say, you can read it in one day, but you can't master it in a day. You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those books. But if you practice, it's a skill that, even just for your own self, it's a skill that you can learn.
Right.
And then actually, Michael, there's a meditation that I put in the book. Do you remember I told you the very first person I had, that client, and her grandfather showed up with cancer?
Right.
Well, she ended up dying of cancer 2 years later, and her family knew of me. I was there at her bedside when she passed, and her family knew of my gifts, and about 6 months after she passed, they brought her 12-year-old son to me, and they said, we don't know what to do with him, but, you know, he really wants to connect with his mother, and... you know, we don't know what to tell him. Can you help him? So I said, well, I will certainly try. And when I sat down, I felt her come around us. And she simply leaned over and she said to me, Martina, just say everything I say. So that was really my first experience of just kind of channeling. And I just let go and I let her speak this meditation to him. And it was a beautiful, simple meditation that lifted him up in frequency. And he was able to see his mother's face and see her smile and feel her love. And when it was all said and done, I was crying, he was crying. It was such a beautiful experience. And I said to her, her name was Lori, and I said, Lori, can I let other people use this meditation, or is this just for... And she said, no, why do you think I gave it to you? This
right.
is for anyone who wants to use it, to use. It's a simple technique. So I put that in the book, and I also recorded that on a audio CD. It's just, it really is simpler than we think.
Right. Now, if somebody's listening, and mm-hmm. I plan on getting your book when I can. But if anybody wants that book, how would we go about getting it? How could we find
well, exactly,
it?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
But it's called Connecting with Heaven, and it's by Reverend Martina Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it, you can even get it on your Nook. Like, I'm a big digital book person now, so you can get it.
Okay.
You know,
you can get it on there.
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay.
You sure can.
Yeah. So,
and
but
if you
yeah.
can't find that, you can go to my website, and then there's a link to it on there as well.
Okay. Now, talking about your website, if you don't mind, can you give us your website address? If
yeah,
you have
I actually just got an easy URL that will direct you. It's revmartina.com, revmartina.com.
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing I will tell you, if you couldn't get that, you can go to our website, spiritualtalkradio.net, and if you click on her picture right there, it will take you right to her website. So make it all simple and easy. Just click on her
yeah.
picture, and there she will be. It's just an amazing, I can just feel your energy, and it's just amazing all the stuff you've already told us. And it is that way. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of times spirits give us things for just us, and then there's things that we get to share with others, you know, sort of
yeah.
like that meditation that you got
okay.
that you included in the book to help
mm-hmm.
all of us. And I find
mm-hmm.
that very amazing how spirit helps
mm-hmm.
us. Now, we do have people waiting for you if
okay.
you would like to take some calls, and then
sure.
we'll talk in between calls as well. But we do have some people that have been waiting for you. But let me give some guidelines again, because I will tell you we do have 15 callers on the switchboard right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you all that if you want to guarantee a spot to talk to her, because I don't know if I'll be able to get to everybody, if you would like to guarantee that, just go to our website, spiritualtalkradio.net, and read how to do that. It's over there, and you can figure out how you can get up a little higher on the switchboard and guarantee you a spot. You're not paying for a reading. You're just paying to be able to get on for sure. Let's go ahead and talk to let me go down here and let's get Veronica on with you're on with Martina. Hi
Martina.
Hi Veronica.
I'm gonna get your book. It sounds very exciting.
Oh good.
It sounds like what I've been looking for.
Are you interested in being a medium?
Well, I'm getting more interested as I, you know, I'm listening to things, and I just need a slow start.
yeah. Well, you can take your time.
That's good, and I like the meditation. I'm sure that's going to be good for me. I was just wondering, we're just having a lot of turmoil in our family, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know how you work, but if you see anybody coming through with any message for me.
Let me tune in here for just a second, okay?
Okay.
Well, actually, the first thing I feel, Veronica, I do feel a man who steps forward, and he's got a pretty big hand. I actually felt him kind of grip the shoulder. The thing he gives me is he talks about having a lot of blockages in his arteries.
Oh, yes.
You know, like, and possibly even some cardiac issues with him. Yeah, did he also have any problem where, like, his blockages went up to his brain at all?
Well, if he's over there, he died of a massive heart attack, so.
Yeah. I get this feeling, too. Like, he gives me, I mean, he's given me two things here. He's given me that whole massive blockage in the
mm-hmm.
arteries. And then he also gives me this feeling like his, I almost want to say there might even be somebody else with him, but I'm going to tune into this and make sure it's not just the same person. He's given me a feeling of like my carotid area or my throat area. Did he have any trouble with that as well in his life?
I don't know. He went quick, and he died like years ago before they had the open heart surgery. So,
okay,
he
so
might
I'm
have been having.
Actually, I'm going to actually ask you, because if that doesn't completely match him, then he's also trying to talk to me about something with that. And there's another signal that can be for me, Veronica, which is that somebody, when I feel it in my left throat like that, my carotid, it will indicate somebody who was responsible for their own passing. Do you understand that as well?
Yes.
Okay. And that person's with your father, sweetheart.
Okay.
And he's actually getting real. That sensation's getting stronger. But it's your dad that's got his hand on you right now. And I'm going to listen to him really quickly, because I can feel a heaviness. There's a lot of, it almost feels like anger or unforgiveness going on. So give me just a second here. I want to see what your dear old dad has to say. Yeah. Okay. Well, just as I go to listen to him, this person who was responsible for their own passing steps forward. Just give me a second here. Veronica, would you have any idea why your dad keeps showing me a fish?
A fish.
A fish.
I mean, he went fishing, but I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't know that that's it necessarily. I know this is going to sound really corny, but it looks like, you know how when you're a child and you draw that fish design?
Uh-huh.
You know that little, it's like a loop with the two tails on it. I'm just going to kind of hold that over here to the side, because, I mean, and it feels like the person who took their own life that's actually communicating this to me. But there's something about this loop or this hook or something. I'm even going to kind of draw it on. But it looks like that fish. You know when you draw that fish?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second here. A loop. Oh. Let me just rule this out. The person that caused their own passing, it didn't have anything to do with something being tied or a rope or anything, did it?
Yes.
Okay. That's what it is, sweetheart.
Yeah, he hung himself.
Yeah, he keeps drawing that loop for me, and I'm, okay. Well, as much as you've got some turmoil going on in your family, the thing I most importantly want to share with you today is just how deeply affected this person is by it all.
Okay.
I just am giving this feeling of, you know, really from him, of of course, there's an I'm sorry. But there's this feeling of he just wants to straighten it out. He keeps giving me this feeling like I just want to straighten it out or smooth it out or make it better. Is there a... Okay. Your dad is smiling really big, by the way. Even though you mentioned turmoil, and I love this when they do this. You know that you're mentioning turmoil, and he comes in with a big old grin. He just keeps grinning at me. And actually what he just did, and so this is my little charade message for you, he took his fingers and he put them in his cheeks and he twisted them, like, you know, when somebody says, you need to smile.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what I'm going to tell you is whatever's going on, it's the time to have a sense of humor about it. You got to keep your spirits up about this, okay? The other thing, honey, is what he shows me, and this is really beautiful, he shows me a lantern, and that represents you being like a light carrier for your family. So someone who carries the truth or carries the light for the group.
Okay.
This is your gift. And so if you keep your spirit light and you smile and you open your heart and you carry that light for others, they can follow you to a better feeling place about all of this. Okay?
That is wonderful.
Yeah,
I
you are wonderful. I can see the lantern. So I'm going to say to you, whatever you do, keep trusting. Because I can even feel, like I'm feeling into your aura right now, you are extremely empathic. You know what empathic is, Veronica?
That you feel other people's...
emotion and energy. So what you can do with that, though, is you can trust your gut. if you know, if you're feeling that somebody needs that gentle touch or that gentle guidance, you can trust yourself and offer it. And I really believe being that lantern or that light, that your words are going to be beautiful, that they're going to be healing words.
Okay.
So just trust that. Trust that.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That really helped.
Thank you, Veronica.
Okay. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that was awesome. Let's go ahead and go up to 608. I'm not going to say your name because I'm afraid I don't know how to do it. So could you say your name for Martina, please? Go ahead. 608. Hi, you're on air.
Hi. Hi, Michael. This is Jordana.
Hi, Jordana. Go
hi.
Ahead.
Hi. I know my Hello. Name is a little difficult.
I love it.
Hi. Hi, Martina. How are you?
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Wonderful, honey. Happy New Year.
Good, good. I love your energy. It's just so light.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
And fresh. It's great. Okay.
And I'm not
so,
even caffeinated.
I love it. It must be like the Midwestern. I'm from Minneapolis. So I have a question, and I really just want to see what you're picking up on it because I've been getting different things from different people.
Okay.
I broke up with someone a few weeks ago and for, like, something super silly. And so I'm wondering if he's going to end up reaching out and if we're going to end up reconciling.
Well, as soon as you started to talk, you know, actually what I saw, Jordana, was this really strong blue stream of energy that comes down from your right side. It goes, you know, it's probably, I can see it about 3 feet above your head, and it goes down through the heart and out like the left between the hip and the solar plexus area.
Okay.
And I didn't know what that was until you actually mentioned that you had this break.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So for me, now, this would be my interpretation of the energy. For me, that would mean that from a higher place, even though you feel like what you did was silly or the reason you got upset was silly, that the decision to split this energy came from a higher part of you.
Oh, I'm not the one who did it. He did.
Aha. Yeah, that came from a higher part.
Okay.
It came from a higher part, sweetie pie.
Okay.
So just looking at what came in your energy field and looking at the aura, when something comes in from the right, it's actually the masculine side of you, so it would make a lot of sense that this came from his energy. But I will tell you, it goes right across the heart and right out the side. So there's two things that's going to do. It's going to disconnect your body and your feelings, your emotional self from the head, right in the heart. So that would tell me that, I mean, if I were looking at you from a healing perspective, that you might not actually be feeling the intensity of what this has done for you.
Oh, no, I do. It's like completely torn me apart.
yeah, that's right. Well, and that's exactly how that line is described, isn't it? A complete, you know, like cut through.
It is.
Yeah. It cuts all the way through your field, sweetheart. So I can imagine this is pretty painful for you, actually.
It is.
I'm just looking here, too. And it cuts through your throat, sweetie. So one of the things that tells me is that you're feeling some shame or some guilt about your words.
I mean, there were things that were said when we broke up that, you know, weren't on both parts.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you something a little bit odd, off topic. Is the number 24 or 24 significant to you at all?
That's how old I am and how old he is.
Okay. That's when this was meant to happen, doll.
What
do
you
mean? I wish I had better news for you. I mean, this split was meant to happen.
Right.
I really wish I had better news for you. I mean, I'm asking my guide about it, and he gave me the number 24, and then I see this blue, you know, just this blue slash down, and
but you don't see in the future us reconciling that then.
Based on what I'm looking at here,
okay,
that's a pretty I would say no.
Black and white. Okay. No, that's fine. I just wanted clarification.
And I hate to give that kind of clarification because I really believe we have free will and free choice. But looking at your energy field, what I would say to you is based on this, this was meant to happen, and everything that's meant to happen always has a higher good behind it or something better coming your way.
Absolutely.
So that's what I see.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you. I'm glad I at least called in to get that clarification.
I wish I had better news, Jordana.
I really wish
I had better news
totally
for you.
Fine. Oh, thank you, though. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and hopefully that helps in some way. But you know, the one thing I want to add before you do go, mm-hmm. you know, that I do feel like that 2013 is going to be a year that things do turn around. So hang on to that hope, okay? And you have
I will.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. All right.
And I would say, you know, hang on to the hope, but be open to something even better.
Yeah. Yes, you know, because I know for myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
Martina, I think, you know, and sometimes, you know, when you know, relationships end, those are never, you know, never a good time. But also, if we can't let go of that, then if we're holding on to old energies, then
mm-hmm.
we're not allowing new energies
mm-hmm.
to come in. And
absolutely.
I really feel like with her that there are some really good new energies that really want to come into play here. And so, you know, we have to be able to open that. And I really felt like that she was open to that. You know,
She's got great energy. She's actually very positive, too.
Yeah.
To be so open to even asking.
Right.
You know, to be even open to asking. So,
I
can feel, too. I mean, and that's the other thing. You can feel her energy is so, I mean, she has a lot of purple and blue. I can feel purple and blue. So this is somebody who's got a lot of intuitive and communication gifts, and she's also got a lot of service in her heart. I believe fully that, you know, when you see some kind of energy coming down like that, it's kind of, I always say it's divine intervention because it's moving you towards something better.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I noticed with her when she called and was talking to you, one word that she used that I picked up on was that she was just looking for confirmation. So I
mm-hmm.
really feel like that she already felt this and knew this, but just needed somebody to say, hey, you know, this is true. This is what I'm feeling, and to confirm
mm-hmm.
that. And any time that we have to tell people that, hey, that relationship's not going to work out. You know, it's not something that we want to do, but we also have to tell you what Spirit tells us to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
That's exactly
let's go ahead and hopefully Sandy, you know, we'll see where Sandy is. Hi, Sandy, you're on air with Martina. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you could tell me if you see the love of my life coming in 2013.
All righty. Let me just take a peek here. Do you have, do you have two past relationships that were serious?
Yes. I was married twice.
Okay. That's what they're telling me. Two are past
mm-hmm.
and one to come.
One to come.
That's what I just heard. Two are past and one to come. Oh, goodness. Give me just a second here because I feel like I'm going to give you a little bit more than that because, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Wow. Are you are you thinking about flying somewhere in 2013 or taking a trip?
No, not at this point.
If you're like me, you don't plan that far ahead.
Right.
Well, one thing I just saw, which I've never seen before, so I immediately just interpreted it. I saw this beautiful bird just fly right out of your abdomen. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, my interpretation of that is that some part of you is going to be, like, set free, or it could be literal, and you're going to, you know, fly somewhere. But it feels really positive. It feels very good. I can even see that it's a hawk, believe it or not. That's a big bird to fly out of somebody's belly.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Now, I see two past, one to come. I'm just listening here, too. And I also see something about the sixth month. So I'm going to say possibly something about June. 6 months. And I just got a thumbs up from my guide. So that's confirmation that what I'm hearing is accurate.
Okay.
Oh, and I also feel like he may have something to do with music, honey.
Music. Okay.
Yeah. So pay attention. Music is connection to it. Musical notes. He's either a musician, and let me tell you, my husband plays the guitar. It's kind of sexy, so just watch out for the
well, that was long. I've been going out and listening to different bands.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
There you go. They're sexy, aren't they, musicians?
Oh, yes. Love it.
Well, fantastic. Pay attention to when your heart goes pitter-patter, because it's definitely, there's something about music, and there's something about 6 months, and it feels very optimistic and positive to me.
Well,
do you
thank
have two children?
You. Yes, and I want to let you know that I'm supposed to get a settlement in April, and if I do, I want to donate to the show because I love your show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will try to keep you going, so thank you so much for everything.
Yes, sweetheart. You're
right.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. You have a good new year, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have
all
awesome
right.
guests.
Yeah, I'm a little prejudiced, but I feel like I have really good listeners and you know, very good clients and people that really actually love spirit and love me, and that's awesome. Now I'm gonna ask you a question. I don't usually ask for people to read for me too much, but I've been having a pain on my right side, and
in the
I don't know.
Front, honey.
It would be more towards, it's more towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you're picking up anything, or you might be picking up something else that you need to tell me, but I just thought I might ask you to focus on that and see if you're picking up anything.
Is it close to, like, your diaphragm at all?
Yes.
That's where I'm feeling it.
Okay.
And actually what I'm getting, and this is a really positive thing, what I'm getting is that there's some resistance in your diaphragm muscle towards taking in deeper breath or deeper spirit.
Okay.
So what I'm feeling is that on a soul level, as the energy is coming in you, Michael, it's wanting to expand. So there's this desire to expand and be more visible, be more connected, you know, more available.
Right.
And there's a part of the subconscious that's resisting that, and it's kind of clenching up in that diaphragm muscle. And you can feel that, as I feel into your field, I can feel like it kind of goes down and even maybe a little bit pinchy in the rib area.
Yeah.
But that's what I feel. It doesn't feel like there's any kind of disease or illness or anything like that, thank goodness.
Right,
but it does
feel
like it's connected with you expanding.
Okay, yeah, because I thought it was more of, that's the reason I asked you, because I feel like it was more energy, because I've gone to doctors, they can't find nothing, and so, you know, because they're not really, you know, focused on that yet. I mean, they're working on it, and they're getting better, but
can feel your seventh chakra is so open. I mean, your connection to source energy is really open, and one of the things that I've, you know, seen and struggled with in myself is, you know, when these higher chakras get used so much as they do, like when you're a medium, and these energies are coming in on these higher levels, and then they come down into that third, second, and first chakra,
right.
It's almost like a funnel. And so we have to learn how to get that physical time, more physical time, and letting that energy move through and expand on our physical level equally, so that it's not so much like pressure coming down that funnel.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate it.
No problem.
I totally agree with it. Let's go ahead and get. And if you need a break or something, just holler at me. But Okay. but your energy seems really awesome. So let's go ahead and get 214. You're on air with Martina. Could you say your name for us, please? Hello. You're on air.
Hi.
You're on air. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Hi, honey. This is Lashonda, and I'm just trying to see when do you see me working.
I'm really sorry. I couldn't hear you, sweetheart. What's your name?
Lashonda.
Lashonda?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had an interview on the 18th of December, and I'm just wondering when do you see me working.
Okay. 18th of December you had one?
Yes. It's actually with a college.
Is it I'm just looking here. Would you be working like in one of the offices at the college?
Yes, in career services.
Will you be like doing receptionist work at all, or?
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork.
Answering telephones, that kind of thing, or?
Yes, I'll be on the phone helping students. Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of that.
Well, that's the job you're going to get is a phone communication. You've got what I see is the big word customer service. Have you worked in customer service before?
Yes, I have.
You have an incredibly patient demeanor. You are one of those people that someone can stand and give you all kinds of trouble, and you're able to maintain your composure.
Yeah.
So you really, what I wanted to say to you is, I don't know that this college is exactly it, although it sounds exactly like what I'm seeing in my mind as far as this role for you. But have you ever thought about going back to school and getting, like, a degree in human resources or something like that?
I actually thought about it, and that's what I was researching.
Were you researching human resources?
Yes.
That's your field, babe. You've got the gift, honey. You've got the gift of people skills and communicating with people and helping people feel calm and cared about. But I feel it in the, like, business or office setting, which is where I go to that whole human resources thing. So I'm going to say, I mean, this is just a suggestion. I'm going to say, you know, embrace this job that comes, but keep thinking bigger because, you know, I kind of get this feeling of going back to school possibly in the fall of next year. And
I have, like, 4 classes before I get my master's in adult education.
Oh, in adult education.
Yes.
And how does that feel for you when you think about being in adult education?
That's what I really, really, really want to do. Adult education.
So you have to file. You know how when you added like 5 reallys to that? That's what you got to follow, sweetheart. That fits with this whole, you know, this whole being able to comfort people and counsel people, and I mean, you know, being working with adults, if you're educating and working, would you be working more like in an office setting with that, though, like administrative?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Perfect. Because there is this administrative piece that we have to tie into it. Honey, go get those hours.
So when do you see me
You are
starting?
Worth it, sweetie pie. What?
When do you see me starting?
Well, I would say you're either going to start in the fall or be done in the fall. Because the fall is what they're really accentuating. What's that, sweetheart?
I'm speaking in regards to working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would say anytime. Anytime,
okay.
Honey. You know, just to remember, I mean, this isn't the spiritual psychic in me talking. It's the person who understands the corporate world. It takes them time to make any decisions, in, you know, especially in universities or big corporations like that, sweetheart. So be patient. And, you know, they're looking at their budgets and stuff too. But I have a very positive feeling about it for you because you have such a great personality. I just feel like that you put on a very positive interview. Have you been called back yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You wait for that call.
But, you know, I was researching human resources after I finished this degree. These 4 classes, and I'll be done with them hopefully in June. So I was going to start right back up with human resources. I was either thinking human resources or professional counseling.
You'd be great at either one of those.
Yeah.
You're absolutely great at either one of those.
Okay.
You have a lot of yellow energy.
Well, thank you. That was
You're
very
welcome,
helpful.
Sweetheart. You're welcome,
thank you,
sweetheart.
Happy New Year's.
Happy
you
New
too,
Year.
Honey.
All right, but yeah, yeah. You know, and the thing I would tell anybody, you know, listening tonight is, you know, as we go into a new year, you know, be open. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like that there's a brand new start, a brand new energy. I woke up this morning feeling it, and
oh, yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just, you know, stepping into that and finding that purpose, just trusting. You know, the one thing that Spirit really wants us to do, I believe, Martina, is really you know, trust that intuition. I think that's why you wrote your book about mediumship. You know, because everybody has this inside of them.
Right.
We just need manuals to tell us how to do it sometimes, you know. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, like when I first opened up, you know, to spirit, you know, I grew up in, you know, the 50s and stuff. You know, there was, you know, the 60s actually. And, you know, there's not, you know, it wasn't really open. You know, I grew up Southern Baptist too a little bit and then Pentecostal.
Lord, that's even harder.
I know that's even harder. And you know, and I can relate when you were talking about, you know, when you first started hearing the word psychic, it's like, no, I don't think so.
I thought flames were going to shoot out of somewhere.
You know, it was like, oh, no, I don't think so. Because, I mean, well, but I think a lot of times people just doesn't understand this stuff. And and so then our minds and our old belief systems that we need to let go of, you know, try to project things that are not there. And and so we have to learn how to get past that. And you know, and I'm so thankful for you and for other guests that I've had on here that, you know, brings, you know, teachings and to say, hey, you know what? You guys can do this too.
I love that. You know, you said you were feeling the energies this morning, and I mean, it's so true. I always do it this time of year. I sit down and I do a meditation where I just ask my heart, I ask my inner self, what do you want next year to be about? What do you want to focus on? What do you want to feel? And I always like choose a word. And so my word this year was fearless. But I felt this peace added onto it of expansion. And so I knew that when my soul was saying to me, fearless expansion is your theme for 2013, that all those places that I was resisting being seen, being bigger, you know, being exposed, were gonna present themselves to me, and I was gonna have to walk through that resistance. And so when your email showed up and you went, hey, I don't have a guest tonight. Would you be open to doing it? I had just done that meditation, and I could feel this, oh, my gosh, can I do this? I'm not prepared. Maybe I should wait. And that voice in my head said, really, Martina? I just got done telling you you were going to need to face your resistance. So I, before I could cave into fear, I just went, no, I'm going to do it. So I you know, it hits all of us. We all have to face it. And so I love that LaShondra said, you know, I really, really, really want to do that, because that feeling is what you have to pay attention to. That's where your spirit's leading you, to the really, really.
Well, you're right. And the one thing that I liked when, you know, LaShondra was talking to you was, you know, I could feel like that was her purpose and, you know, and that passion. You know, because when she, especially when she said really, 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 I was like, go, girl, it's like, come on. This is your passion. This is what your purpose is. And that's exciting, you know, for me, you know, to hear that in people, you know, saying, you know, finding that for themselves. And that's our goal. You know, that's what we, that's why we do what we do, is because we're wanting you to find your purpose and your goals.
Right. And can I say one more thing to
you? Can say whatever you want.
Well, there's one thing I want to say that I could feel, that there is a part of her spirit that feels small. I don't know that maybe she was surrounded by big people all her life, but if I can send her anything, it's to remember that she may be small, but in spirit she's huge. I mean, this is someone who has incredible courage. She's mastered a lot of obstacles in her life. I mean, you know, I can feel, like, when I feel into LaShondra's soul, it's like there's a part of me that wants to fan her embers and say, girlfriend, you got to remember who you are, because you're much bigger than you're feeling right now. I mean, this whole they're not calling me back, or I'm, you know, I don't have a job, that's kind of diminishing her flames, and she's incredible. She's a powerful force, and so I want to just fan her embers, because she's been through a lot, and if she can remember how she's overcome so much in her life, she will see this as just an easy step forward.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, and that's what, you know, that's what I would see in anybody listening to us tonight. You know, because I just feel like some people are listening to us tonight that maybe are feeling a little down tonight, and But, you know, the one thing that I would tell people is look at where Spirit has helped you already through.
Yes,
and I think that sometimes we forget that. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. we forget those battles that we've already gone through and the Spirit mm-hmm. was there to help us through. Why wouldn't they help us forward? You know, mm-hmm. But we forget that sometimes. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's just so common for our mind. When things aren't going the way we think they're supposed to go, our mind loves to turn that back around and make it our fault somehow.
Right.
Our mind loves to make it about us not being adequate or not being smart enough or,
right.
you know, whatever the enough piece is. And part of our mastery is in recognizing that our mind is wrong,
mm-hmm.
that there's always this greater force behind whatever's happening. So if there's a pause, it's a pause for a good reason,
right.
and there's goodness behind it. It has nothing to do with us being punished or us not being enough. And so these are the moments where our spirit really asks us, really challenges us to not believe the lies that our mind is telling us about ourselves.
Yeah. You know, I always have this saying that I say, you know, we got to get out of our heads and into our hearts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, because if we stay in our heads,
mm-hmm.
then we're going
mm-hmm.
to stay in our misery, and we're going to stay
mm-hmm.
in that depression and
mm-hmm.
and that fear and all that stuff. But if we can get to our center, if we can get to that heart, and we can, you know, we just have to really trust. And this is a time for us to do that, you know, to really
yes,
trust as we get ready to go into 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got enough time to squeeze one more call in here. And let's go ahead and squeeze in Anne. Anne, you're on air with Martina. Thank you for your patience. Hi. Hello, Anne, you're on air. Hello.
Anne.
Okay, Anne, we're moving on. Okay, sorry about that, Anne, but you guys need to be ready when we hit on you. Diane, let's talk to you. Hi, you're on air with Martina. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, I was really supposed to listen to this show tonight. Thank
well,
you
good.
So much. I had a question that usually Michael's really good at answering, but maybe somebody on the other side will come through. How long do I need to stay in Sacramento?
Gosh, I'm sitting here in Wisconsin, and I'm having a hard time even imagining somebody leaving such a beautiful space.
Well, I've been all over the state, and, you know, I go from place to place.
Okay. Do you actually drive for a living?
No, I'm a light worker, and I just left to, you know, around 11:11 to follow my calling. Went to Sedona first.
Fantastic. And what was your question again? How long you're going to stay in Sacramento?
Yeah, is there a reason to stay? Do I need, you know, about?
Let me just tune in here for a second. I'm sorry. You know, it's always, I always tell my clients, you have to ignore my little funny, silly giggles and stuff because the things I see and hear.
Oh, yeah.
I could just pull it out on screen for you. I know this is going to sound corny, but I'm getting the word Vegas.
As in Nevada?
As in Nevada. There's a guy coming through. I want to just kind of acknowledge him because I don't know if this was maybe his favorite place or someplace, you know, you two went together. But
yeah.
Do you know who this is?
I got a guess. Yeah, that was Uncle Harry.
Was this a friend of yours? Was this a friend of yours?
Well, Uncle Harry went to Vegas.
Okay. Was he a big Vegas guy? I mean, you know, did he like to go there?
He just liked to gamble in general.
Oh, Lord. Well, let me just tune in and make sure we're all with the same person, okay? Did he have any problem with his liver or pancreas that you know of?
Before he died, he did, yeah.
Yeah, that I think we're with the same person. Would you know why he would want to show himself as skinny to you?
He wasn't skinny.
Oh, well,
it could be my dad. He had liver problems too, but he died from a heart up.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, did he drink, honey? Was he a drinker or a?
Oh, only when he was young. He quit around 35.
Okay. The other thing I'm getting, so I'm hoping we're with the same person here. I'm getting this thing about my, like, liver, pancreas kind of hurting a little bit. The other thing I feel is my lungs, and I feel some smoke, like cigarette smoke. And I know you're thinking of your uncle who had the heart, but what I'm getting is this thing more about just listening to him here for a second. And I can actually smell cigarette smoke.
That could have been my grandpa.
Uh-huh. Just a moment. Okay. Was your...
They are
okay,
all smokers.
Okay. And was one of them, like, in the military or the service?
That's Uncle Harry. That's Uncle
okay.
Harry.
I bet they're both coming through together here.
Yeah.
Because I'm bouncing around these impressions. This is so funny. Because he keeps trying to show me, and I don't know what he's showing me, but he keeps holding up this black T-shirt. But it makes me think of, you know, when you back in the 80s and stuff, when you would go to concerts, do you know what I mean? And you'd buy, like, a concert T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is, though. But that's what he's showing me. It's like a black concert T-shirt, but I feel like it's way before my time. Just a second here. All right, buddy. I really like this guy. I like his energy.
Well, mm-hmm. He was the one person out of my entire family that accepted me.
he sure does.
And he's a joker, but he knows I can't get to Vegas now. There's snow through the Sierras.
No, I think he might have been trying to, you know, get you to pay attention to him. I mean, like, you know,
yeah.
This is somebody
that
knew how to live life, man.
Oh,
I feel, and I feel it, too, like the biggest thing he wanted me to show you, which I thought was so odd, is he's like, I don't usually see them. I see light. But he, like, flashed this image in my mind, and he said, tell her I'm skinny. And it's like,
well,
what on earth would you want to tell her that for?
Because he was chubby.
Mm-hmm.
He got rid of that liver swollen.
You know what? He's answering your question now. He gave me the number, well, he gave me the number 7, and I think this is in regards to Sacramento. And I'm getting, it feels like... Gosh, I want to feel like a length of time, so I'm in maybe say like 7 weeks. 7 weeks.
I did get an offer for Santa Rosa, but there's a person here that sounds like someone Michael told me I would meet. So I don't know if that's a reason to stay or not.
That would be a great reason to stay. Is there somebody named Elliot or a name like Elliot around you?
No, not yet.
Okay. You write that name down, okay?
I will.
That's such a unique
right
name
now.
Too, the name Elliot. But it
yeah,
sounds
really.
Like it sounds like Elliot to me that he's mentioning. So yeah.
I did meet a man named Dennis who writes a magazine that I don't know if he's somebody I'm supposed to have a date with and just talk to or what.
A Dennis?
Yeah.
As much as I would love to go that direction, do you don't happen to wear crystals on you, do you?
Well, my dashboard is covered with crystals because I know I'm going back to Mount Shasta in the summer, so I'm wearing Mount Shasta.
Okay, because all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I think your uncle just keeps on rattling in my ear. I love it because they don't really give a hoot that you're talking. They're just going to keep talking. And he mentions the 7 weeks, he mentions the Elliot, and the next thing he does, he shows me you and he shows me crystals.
Well, he did put his foot on one of my crystals when his foot was hurting him. Yeah.
And you helped him out and you healed him.
And my mom got jealous, and she stole the crystal.
Oh.
They're both on the other side now. So,
oh,
and neither one of them has told me where the crystal went.
Well,
it was the funniest thing
to
walk in the room, and he had his foot on my crystal.
What a cool story. So when your uncle knew to bring up the crystal, he knew exactly what you'd be talking about, right?
Yeah, well, Mom has never told me who she had still that crystal for, you know, and I'm expecting her to come through and tell me someday who's got my crystal.
Well, I'll say it's a big letter S. She just threw the letter, big letter S at me. So it's going to be somebody with a name like
F.
S as in Susan or Stephen or something like that.
Oh, you mean she is actually telling you?
Yeah, she's telling.
Oh, my family. They were so honored. But my Uncle Harry, he did love me, and it was a joy to have one person accept me and love me. Although I didn't know I was getting called to work in his city because he was going to die. You know, that was a surprise. The last two days I was working there, he died.
I want to tell you really quickly, Diane, that this is somebody who, I mean, you were very much like a daughter to him. I don't feel other children like being brought up, but what he shows me is that it gives him a lot of joy to actually visit you from the other side and mess with you a little bit. So my sense is that he plays little tricks on you from time to time. Plays little tricks on you. And that would be your uncle that's doing that, doll.
Okay.
He's got that kind of personality.
Oh, where... S. That could be Sean.
The S name?
The S that might have my crystal, Sean?
If it's an S and it ends with an N, we're on the right page.
Sean. And they all liked me at Mom's funeral. Sean, especially.
Okay.
He hit me a few times, too. Yeah.
Goodness.
Well, I shouldn't keep you, but you are such a joy. You know, I got most of my beginnings in critical care nursing also. I held hands with people who are dying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough field, isn't it? Diane, really quickly, why is April important to you? Do you know?
This April? For
something
any reason,
about the 4th.
I don't know anything.
Well,
if
what
April's
I want to
important,
say is your
I'm
uncle
writing
brings
that down.
Up one more thing. It feels, I thought maybe it would have been a birthday or something. There's something about the 4th.
April 4th?
Or the 4th of the month. He just gave me a great big old letter 4 and put a circle around it.
Okay. Well, that probably means that I might have to stick around Sacramento. I didn't really feel like that offer in Santa Rosa was going to be something that I needed to do, because if I needed to stay here, that's what I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just stick around for a while, and I've got this phone for 2 more weeks, so I'll probably get to bother Michael again before I get back on that weekend phone.
I doubt you're bothering him. You've got a pretty cool energy. So.
I just
love
him.
Thank you, Diane. We're going to have to move on, but
I
appreciate
know.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You're never a bother, but we do have to move on. Unfortunately, we work on time. It would be nice if we could, you know, talk forever and ever and ever, but we just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing I will tell people, if they would like to get a reading with you, and let's just talk to you right now, if they would like to get a reading, and you're awesome, and I would really suggest that they do think about that. You know, can you give us your website or your link that we can get to your website a little easier?
Yeah, it's really easy. It's REV, which stands for Reverend, and then Martina, MARTINA.com.
Okay. Yeah, so
MartinaMartina.com, or my name, MartinaSchmidt.com, is also my website.
Okay.
But
yeah,
that's SCHMIDT.
Yeah, that's how I found it, I think.
Yeah.
But also, if you didn't get that, you can go to our website, which is spiritualtalkradio.net. And if you click on her picture, and then she'll be on the previous guest here probably tomorrow. If you just click on her picture, you'll be able to go to her website that way as well. So make it really easy, because a lot of times people like easy.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you know, hey, me too, you know. The easy way, if I can get an easy way, I'll go, but yeah. But I think a lot of times, you know, we look at spirituality that way. And, you know, and I think that, you know, through spirituality, it's not, you know, I had a friend of mine that just wanted instant spirituality. And I was like, it doesn't happen that way. You know, it's a process. And, you know,
you have to die to get that.
Yeah.
We come down here and put all this stuff on us so we can have all these experiences of moving through it.
Right, yeah, and you know, and all the experiences that we have, and this is one that I want to end, you know, with you, and as we get ready to go out this year, you know, all the experiences that we have, you know, this is the way I look at it, are all learning experiences. There are things that are coming into our lives to teach us something about ourselves or to teach us about the world around us. Or, you know, they're like tools, you know, to teach us. And it's our the way we look at things. You know, it's our perception. You know, those bad, you know, for a lot of people, 2012, I mean, for me, was like a pressure cooker year. But for a lot of people, it was the way we looked at it, you know. And all through that year, you know, I wouldn't change anything that happened in 2012 for me, because all of that stuff brought me to where I'm at right now, which is getting ready to launch me forward into something else. And so I'm excited. And the one thing I want to say before I do let you go, and I'm getting ready to do that, but I don't want to. But we definitely are going to have you back. But, you know, the one thing that I want to say to you is, again, thank you so much for coming on short notice. Thank you so much for listening to your intuition and not letting that fear stop you from coming tonight. I really do appreciate, you know, your spirit talking to you before I even contacted you saying, hey, you can do this. Because you've been fun. And
Thank you. Well, it's truly been my pleasure.
Yeah, and it's just been awesome. You know, I know that, you know, and I want to say to the callers that are still on hold, I'm really sorry we didn't get to you, but we'll talk to you here in a minute about some things. But, you know, Martina, I want to say Happy New Year to you, and I'm looking forward to having you on. I'm sure you're going to be back several times with us in the year ahead, and because there's just so much that I've didn't get a chance to talk to you about some of the things you do, and you know, there's just so much, and we just have limited time. But you know, I just appreciate you coming on, and you know, like I would tell people, you know, if you want to set a reading with her, I'm sure that she would be happy to do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that you want to share with us before we let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you to you, and I just want to say thank you to all the people that called in. They were absolutely sweet. I mean, truly sweet souls. It's fun. I just feel like it's such a blessing, the people that you have. I've been thinking about getting into this Blog Talk Radio, and you have just created such an incredibly, it just feels like a sweet and profound experience at the same time with this show. I listen to a lot of your shows, and it's really beautiful what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be looking forward to whatever Spirit has for you in the year ahead. And I'll probably be contacting you here in a few days and talking
that
to you about
great.
Some things that Spirit is talking to me about. So,
but
again, thank you so much, and you have a great night, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Okay, now, I want to explain something. We had a lot of callers tonight. We have limited time because I follow the leading of Spirit. Everybody knows that I do that here on this program. What I'm going to tell you is, because of that, that's why we put the donation thing in play here. Spirit talked to me about that today, and that's also a way for you to support the program. And so what it does is it moves you up in the queue, guarantees that you get on with us. You know, it's not a lot of money. I think it's like $10. It's not a lot of money. But the one that I want to be sure that you're all clear about is that it's not you paying for a reading. Okay? I want to be really clear on that. I do not charge for readings, or will I ever charge for readings on this program. All that does is guarantee that you get to talk to a guest. Like you noticed tonight, right now I have 8 callers that are still on my switchboard. And I hope that you understand that, you know, I just have to follow the leading of Spirit. And with our guests, you know, they follow the leading of Spirit. Everybody reads differently. You know, I read, you know, a little faster, but that's just me. But we want what Spirit wants. Okay, especially as we go into next year, especially as we get ready to step into a new threshold. And the one thing I will tell you is prepare yourself. Please listen to what I'm about to tell you, because this is very important. I got 5 minutes to tell you something really important. As you get ready to go into midnight, wherever midnight is for you, And some of you might have already had midnight, because I do have people in the UK and all over. But if you hadn't had midnight yet, I want you to really prepare yourself to open up to spirit. If possible, I would spend maybe that last 10 minutes of the year in meditation, opening yourself up to whatever's going to happen at midnight for you. Because I believe that spirit wants to bless you. You know, as I get ready to go into 2013, we're going to do some major teaching. I'm going to be on 5 days a week. I'm going to start teaching on Tuesdays and Thursdays, next steps. Teaching you sort of what Martina was talking about is how to open up to your own intuition. How to open up to the spirit world. What is that? How do we open up to it? Those are next steps. So we will not be on air, of course, tomorrow. Tomorrow is New Year's. I will not be on air tomorrow. But we will be back on Wednesday. I do have a guest on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I will start the teaching next steps. Do not miss them. I believe they're going to be powerful teaching. I believe that this is what Spirit has called me to do. This is my purpose as we go into 2013, is to lay you a ground plan for you to reach your potential. 2013 is your potential year. Just reach out and grab it, okay? Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. Thank you so much for calling in. It was off the hook fun. And so, Martina, thank you so much. Namaste, my friend, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. But, you know, I love you guys. I agree. Totally. That you guys are the best. I couldn't ask for better listeners. You guys rock. And I wanted to say that. You know, I think that a lot of times we need to say things like that. And you know me, I'm not going to tell you something that I don't believe. You know, I don't do the fluff and stuff kind of guy. I tell you how it is. And and sometimes, you know, I have been accused of being a little rough around the edges, but that's okay. I think just as long as I keep that center and find that inside of me and find that inside of you. But really, you know, spend 10 minutes tonight, right before midnight, really asking Spirit, you know, sort of what Martina was doing today. You know, what is my purpose? What do you have for me? What do you want to bring into my life in 2013? What am I supposed to do to make the world a better place? Because remember what Gandhi said, let's be the change that we want to see in the world. Let's be that change. Okay? Thank you so much for being here tonight. Happy New Year. And we will be here Wednesday and at 6 p.m. and Thursday at 6 p.m. and Friday at 6 p.m. Go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net to learn more about the program. Go to www.insightswithmichael.com to learn about me and to learn about what is ahead. So thank you for being a part of the show. Good night, guys.
To be the rest. tomorrow.